Sports.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Day mates? Is that how they do it in Europe? I don't know. I'm not European. I'm not British.
Good evening. Tally-ho.
Tally-ho, everybody, and welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And Gerwick.net. I am, of course, the Rockin'. And joining me in the Ambrose Asylum is the one, the only, Lindsay Ward.
Ooh, do I get a window?
No.
Oh.
But you can get a plant.
Well, the plant needs a window. Can I get a window with the plant?
I'll see if we can put a window in.
Dean gets very mad if his plants don't get taken care of. Clearly.
Clearly. I guess that means we gotta put in a window.
Yay! We get a window!
Oh, God. No, it means we gotta get rid of snack time, though.
I can deal with that.
Okay. Anyway, hi everybody. Welcome to the show. Raw was in London. Things happened and all that fun stuff. But it did open with the Ambrose Asylum, the newest, greatest talk show in WWE. And Dean Ambrose, in fact, was doing it like a legit talk show.
He had a monologue and everything. It was amazing.
He was taking shots. He was telling jokes. He told a joke about Braun Strowman.
Basically, he said he heard there was a giant river monster that came up out of the Thames, and then he, as the punchline, he goes, "Funny, I didn't even know Braun Strowman could swim."
Someone hit the rim shot. It was great.
It was like, I knew this was going to have something to do with a Wyatt. I just knew it.
We were shouting out the parents of James Corden in the crowd. You know, big celebrities in attendance for the Ambrose Asylum. And they brought out the guest, Shane O'Mac. And they did the Shano to the Olay song. He was asked about his goals. First he said he told him to grab a seat, but there were no chairs. And then they, you know, brought out the clip. Cause you know, every talk show has a clip. So they showed Shane McMahon jumping off the thing, and Dean was kind of impressed that Shane jumped and, you know, made me think of things when, you know, makes me even wonder. So Shane says all about the fans, and there's a new agenda, there's a new era. He mentioned a few wrestlers like AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, and the boss, Sasha Banks. It's time for new opportunities. Out came Kevin Owens. He said, you could talk about this brand being a new era, but in his opinion, this is the same old crap as he's seen before, with the same personal vendetta against him. You know, McMahon in charge, having a vendetta against someone, it's a thing. He complained about being thrown out, and, you know, a man telling the truth gets thrown out because you were going to attack Sammy Kevin.
You totally were going to attack Sammy Kevin.
He said Sammy belongs nowhere near the WWE World Heavyweight title. Sami Zayn comes down, who said Owens claims he's riding his coattails, but as far as he remember, he got there first. Sammy was talking a little bit more, and then Jericho came out. He said Kevin Owens was the smartest man in the ring because he was right about Shane. Jericho said he didn't like him back in the day, but he still doesn't like him. He said it's all about new opportunities. Everyone started arguing, and Dean told him to stop. He said, "Hey, watch out for the plant,"
was amazing.
You don't touch the plant. Shane announced that Payback will be Jericho versus Ambrose and Owens versus Zayn. He was leaving the ring. Dean was like, wait, take the plant. And then the fight began.
He has to make sure the plant is okay. I love this. This was a great, great way to open Raw.
Yeah, it was.
It was really entertaining. It was really fun. I love how you had Dean look at Shane and go, you're one crazy bastard. I love you. Let's go get drunk together. Like, that's kind of how that what that basically implied was, when Dean Ambrose questions your sanity, you're doing something right.
Now, we got to talk about the talk show set. So, the Jericho Show has a big fancy Jerichotron. Miz has a big old carpet and chairs and everything. Dean didn't have any chairs. He had a stool and a plant. And he had a piece of shag carpet. That's it. I think it was shag, right? Yeah, shag.
It looked like shag, yeah, but... What, you're judging?
No. No, I'm just saying. This is the Ambrose Asylum. It works for him. Just had to describe it for the people. If they didn't see it. That's all.
Yeah. No, it was... This is quality content right here. And the fact that everybody, you know, of course, dissolves into chaos. And everybody starts fighting everybody. Led us to two fabulous matches on this show. One, of course, being Sami Zayn versus Chris Jericho.
Which was the next matchup on the show. Good match between the two. I thought SmackDown was a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But Jericho, with the thumb to the eye and then the Codebreaker, gets the win. Good stuff.
Great stuff. I mean, like I said, you can give me more of this. I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. More. We then had the Mauro Ranallo interviewing AJ Styles, who, well, was... AJ got distracted because a couple guys showed up.
Okay. Couple things from this. Mauro Ranallo was on Raw, y'all. This was not a drill.
Well, you know why, right?
Because he's over there for SmackDown.
And you know why, right?
Why?
Renee Young couldn't leave the U.S. because of her green card issues.
That do it.
She's stuck in the U.S. The Canadian, everyone, is stuck in the U.S.
Is her visa up?
Maybe. She had some issues.
Dean! Dude! Marry her! He'll fix it!
He'll fix everything. Okay, that was number one. What else?
Number two, AJ had some friends stop by to say hello.
That he did. One Carl Anderson and Luke Steve Gallows.
Steve!
They hugged. They did the too sweet thing. They, you know, they all appreciate each other. Anderson, he couldn't thank Styles enough for, you know, getting him into the place. Gallows says they're going to make the most of this opportunity and just says that he will do a payback. Anderson, when he grows up, he wants to just be like Styles. Gallows said if he could find, they could find a spot to catch up. We have a few hazy details we need to talk about their last night together.
Oh my. And did it get kinky?
And Styles like, no, let's not talk about the thing. Cannot talk about it.
Because he doesn't remember either.
Yeah.
They all had a little bit too much fun before they all came back.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think they didn't, because didn't they kick AJ out of the building?
They did. Yeah, they did.
Wasn't it Gallows and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But then, that was the last night in New Japan, the final night to get AJ's final ROH appearance, where the Bullet Club was there. They all had a moment together. That was more togetherness in Atlanta or Georgia somewhere.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Well, it felt so good for them tonight, but we'll get more into that here in a bit. I like that they connected the dots.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice little touch with referencing back to all of it without clearly stating, hey, yeah, we screwed you up, but we kissed and made up.
Right, yeah. So I have a question for you. How you doing?
How you doing?
Because it was tag team tournament action. The Dudley Boys versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass. They told a riddle. It was good. Talked about A-cups.
Yeah, because they're all natural. There is no silicone on them anywhere. And they are not a dud. And they are not soft.
No, they're not. Solid matchup between the two teams, which saw Enzo Amore and Big Cass move on in the tag team tournament, which we learned tonight the finals will be at Payback.
I'm so happy they moved on. I'm really happy they moved on. I was going to cry if it came down to the Dudleys and the Usos. I'd be like, no. But we didn't. They did Enzo and Cass. They're moving on to the finals. Very, very happy about that.
So I'm not a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm the guy. Roman Reigns comes out to booze. Reigns said AJ's the tough guy. He says Styles is a world-traveled champion and a great wrestler, and he said he guesses this makes him phenomenal. Reigns says he's going to try to Styles is going to try to out-wrestle him, but he's going to bring the big fight. Reigns says that anyone who thinks this is a new era of WWE can get some, too, because this is the era of the Roman Empire, and it's here to stay. And AJ Styles came out. Styles said he had to give Roman credit that he thinks Reigns is one heck of a champion. Crowd booed. Styles said despite what the fans think, Reigns has it all. He said he will need to have the match of his life in order to beat him. But having the match of my life is what I do. He said that's why WWE came calling, why he will become champion at Payback. Fans were going, yes, yes, yes. Reigns said he felt everything Styles just said. Crowd booed. Reigns said he had the match of his life at WrestleMania, and that's where he became champion. Reigns said the fans like Styles, but they won't like it when he beats him at Payback. Reigns says the fans will respect him. He said he'd rather be respected with the title than liked without it. Styles said he'd rather be liked and respected because that will make him a phenomenal WWE champion. Okay, before we get to what happened after, Reigns, buddy, where was the cockiness?
Yeah, I mean, did he stay on the plane? I mean, I'm serious. It's like Roman was pretty good last week. He was playing the cocky champion. He's coming off a WrestleMania victory. He's banished the authority. He's the man. He's in charge. He's all these different things. He was owning it a little bit. It was a vast improvement from the Roman Reigns that we had seen over the last couple weeks. And then tonight, it was like just deadpan, no real emotion, no real, you know, even when he's like, I'm going to bring the big fight. It was just the most flat delivery of it. It's like there's no bass in his voice. There's no nothing. It's just, I'm going to bring the big fight. That's exactly how he said it.
There was bad verbiage, no intensity, no passion. It was lacking tonight.
And I understand he is on a European tour and he's probably tired as all hell. But it's, okay, you got AJ coming out and cutting promos and making you look bad, really because he cut a better promo than you. You've got pretty much everybody out there just busting their butt and doing their all. And I'm not faulting Roman, but it's like everybody else is trying. And I don't know whether he just wasn't feeling it. I don't know whether he was tired. I don't know what excuse to make for him, but it's like, dude, you're the champion, okay? You know, let's do something about this, because it's like, well, tell him what happened next, and then we'll get there, because I don't want to make that point for you.
So, at this point, Styles leaves, the club appears. Anderson and Gallows attack Reigns, they lay them out. Styles is like, what's going on? They walk back past the pat on my shoulder. And there you go.
Yeah, so in the backstage portion of this...
Oh yeah, the backstage portion. Let me go through that. Styles approached Reigns and told him he had no idea what was going to happen. Reigns asked if he expected to believe him. Reigns said he knows that those are AJ's boys and he brought them to WWE. He said they attacked his cousin last week and now him this week. Reigns told him to start telling the truth. Styles says they're friends, but he doesn't need them in order to beat Reigns for the title. Reigns told him to bring all his friends and said it won't matter. Now go.
Reigns was more intense here. He did a good job of being angry, of being irritated for the fact that he got jumped. I felt like he could have been more, but that's just me. It's still that very held back, controlled anger. And I really want to see that, you know, basically he gets to that point where he just wails on somebody like he did Triple H, where it's just he gets pissed off, he doesn't care. I want that anger. I want that passion. I want all of that from him. I want to see that because I know it's there. It's just, it's not bubbling up as much as it should. And it's like, just get pissed off.
Yeah. Show us why you care.
And yeah. Because I mean, it's like one thing that they're doing, which is really interesting, is USA and WWE are running commercials about Roman being champion and basically saying why he's doing this. What is important to him as champion, which is interesting because his reputation, he says, you know, in the commercial, obviously it's scripted, but in the commercial, it's reputation, livelihood, and family, mm-hmm. I think is the order.
At least so, yes.
Which is kind of, it's like, okay, so you put your reputation first, then your livelihood, then your family. Okay. All right. But it's like, okay, so we have your reason for you doing this. You're doing this really for your reputation. And as he said, he wants to be respected. He doesn't care if he's really liked.
Right.
Okay, well, give me a reason to respect you. Other than the fact that you're WWE champion. Show me passion. Show me some kind of interest. Because so far, it's like you just sitting there giving me deadpan responses. It's like, okay, sure, all right, I'll buy you a champion. But I don't really have a reason to root for you. I don't even have a reason to boo you either. I don't get that connection to you. And I want that. It's like, y'all don't understand how much I really want to like Roman Reigns. Like, I really want to root for him, I really want to cheer for him, but I just don't, I can't find the reason.
I agree with you.
So, give me something, please. Anything.
I can't give you that, but I can give you Fandango.
Boo-boo?
Fandango took on Baron Corbin. Dolph Ziggler was doing commentary. Fandango was chucked into Dolph Ziggler. Baron Corbin beat Fandango and then laid out Ziggler on the outside with End of Days. The Miz TV segment, Miz did lines from Taken. Cesaro was there. Cesaro did the bubblegum line from Roddy Piper. And it was supposed to be Cesaro versus Rusev. But instead, Rusev came down with friends and Cesaro said, hey, talk to Shane. And well, it's going to be an 8-man tag. The Miz and the League of Nations taking on Cesaro. And then he pulls away his suit. And the Bootios, the New Day.
I love that suit. I love that Rip Boy suit.
So we had a cool 8-man tag. Cesaro, New Day versus the League of Nations and the Miz. Team New Day, Cesaro gets the win. Marwanal was talking to Charlotte. And Natty shows up. And, well, basically made its a title rematch at Payback. And Natty will have Bret Hart in her corner. Charlotte and Flair were not happy.
Yay.
Natty, Paige, Sasha, and Becky took on Charlotte, Summer, Naomi, and Tamina. Great pops for Natty, Paige, Becky, and Sasha. The girls were over.
Sasha was over?
Yeah, she was. Good reaction for Charlotte as well. Solid tag team matchup with all the girls. Team Natty wins when Charlotte taps out to the sharpshooter.
Hey! Go Team Natty.
The Vaudevillains beat the Usos to move on to the tag tournament. There really wasn't much to the match. A bunch of dives, that's about it. Nothing.
They're getting better at shooting the Vaudevillain entrance.
Yes, they are. Now, the one moment of the night that did not air on Raw, the only aired part of it, is what's being aired right now on the Raw Post Show. Take a listen.
We have right here WWE's new sensation, Mr. Apollo Crews. We're here for one reason. And one reason only. To welcome the newest member of the Social Outcast. Congratulations.
Hey, hashtag, we have arrived, baby.
Look, if it wasn't for Adam Rose going off his half-baked, trans-dimensional search for a bunny, we wouldn't need anyone. Especially a rookie.
Yeah, rookie. Rookie. Look, guys.
Hey, what should his nickname be?
He needs a nickname.
How about the Cruise Missile?
No, that's stupid, man. He's probably more like a ladies man like me. What about something like the Singles Cruise?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, how about this? Speed 2, Cruise Control. Great movie, man. Keanu Reeves, I love it.
That's funny. Look, guys. Okay, I'll join the Social Outcast.
Yes! We got another member.
If.
Yes.
One of you guys can actually beat me tonight on Raw. And if you can't, you guys leave me alone forever. And I mean forever, Cruz out.
Forever.
Bo was so confused. It's adorable.
He was. We'll talk more about the suspension on Thursday on the rack, but yeah, that's how they covered it up.
I love that they were just like blatantly obvious. It's like, dude, Rose got high, so he's out. You want to be in?
Apollo Cruz beat Heath Slater.
So apparently he's not in.
I want to see more vignettes of them trying to find a new member.
I need this in my life. So much.
Main event, Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose. Great match as always. Dean Ambrose picks up the win. And then Jericho comes from the crowd and lays out Dean Ambrose with the Codebreaker.
Was that necessary? Was that really necessary, Jericho? Really?
Apparently it was.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Overall, a solid show of Monday Night Raw?
It was a solid show. There were definitely holes, definitely people that got hurt over the weekend missing. That makes me so sad that they weren't there in any capacity. But overall, love the opening, love the close. So, a good show overall.
Yes, yes it was. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, though, is another edition of the multi-time award-winning The Rock.
That's right. Tune in Thursday night because we are going to be talking all news items from the week, including the, well, TNA situation that's going on. And all the convoluted twists and turns with that one. We've got notes, we've got NXT, we'll have Tweet of the Week, and I'm sure we'll come up with a discussion if we can. For anybody that's interested, the Rock Extra Total Divas will be coming Wednesday?
And Thursday. Tomorrow? Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday. Sorry for the delay. Life happened. Sorry. But yes, tune in Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern for the Rack.
Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, and .com, and YouTube. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, and usually go back and listen to last week's episode where a Canadian was supposed to show up and talk hockey, but he did not. Instead, we wrangled in a West Coast correspondent, the Lone Jabber. We talked a little hockey, we talked a whole bunch of things. It's CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, and usual CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com. Hashtag blame Rob when the celebrity dies. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will preview Payback, 10 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Omega, and Heartbreak Mike. Go to WrestleTalkRadio.com and vote in the all-time greatest SummerSlam moment. We'll be back Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com, Wild Talk Radio Network. Your turn.
You can follow me on Twitter, at LinsWard, L-N-S-W-R-D. You can go to my website, PsychWardDesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/MBGFilms as well. Support the man, the myth, the legend, Matt Colbert. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Along the airwaves, with the Wild Talk Radio Network.